The battle over the Ten Commandments monument took place literally on the courthouse steps in Montgomery, Alabama. It happened in the summer of 2001. Alabama's newly elected Chief Justice, Roy Moore, moved a 5,000-pound granite monument to the Ten Commandments into the central rotunda of the state judicial building. The ACLU of Alabama, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Southern Poverty Law Center all sued in U.S. District Court to have that monument removed. Back then, Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State said the monument was offensive.
The heart of this case, in my view, is that everybody should feel welcome in a courthouse, and no courthouse should contain a symbol which promotes one religion over others.
The lawyers argued the government was endorsing the practice of religion in general, and Judeo-Christianity in particular. Roy Moore knew he could lose his job as the state's chief justice, yet he dug in his heels and stood firm.
It's about whether the state can acknowledge God. And certainly the courts of this land need to get that when they open their courts with "God Save the United States" in this honorable court. Amen. And can't explain who that God is. Do they use that name in vain? Are our courts so downtrodden that they don't even know what they're saying anymore?
People from coast to coast flocked to Montgomery. They heard then-presidential contender Alan Keyes speak passionately about how God should not be stripped from the Pledge of Allegiance, schools, or town squares.
That we be granted again what the tyranny of the courts has sought to wrest from us, the freedom to live in communities that are governed by laws that reflect our beliefs.
Roy Moore lost his job as Alabama's Chief Justice. He was ordered to remove the monument. The controversial rock toured the U.S. for a while. It has come to rest in Gadsden at Cross Point Community Church and Coosa Christian School.
This is the 1828 dictionary. If you look here.
As for Roy Moore, he now works for a nonprofit in Montgomery called the Foundation of Moral Law. The organization represents individuals involved in religious liberty cases.
It recently got approved to have a CLE, which is to teach lawyers about the Constitution, and particularly the First Amendment. So we're going to be opening a program doing that, which I'm very excited about, because most lawyers are not taught the First Amendment.
In 2005, Moore published a book entitled So Help Me God. Roy Moore plans to publish his second book in the next few months. He says the seeds of victory are in defeat. For WBHM, I'm Donna Francavilla.